We're here talking about the film Easy Virtue with the star of the film, Ben Barnes. How you doing, Ben?
I'm very well. How you doing? I'm
very, very good, thank you. Well, let's talk a bit about your character. You play, it's John, isn't it,
Whittaker? John Whittaker.
Who, well, he likes the adventurous side of things.
He's a very sort of young, naive English gent who is gallivanting around in Monte Carlo and gets flagged down by this sensational bombshell of a woman who is a racing car driver and a bit older than him and much more experienced than him in every way. And he decides, because he's entirely naive and thinks it's a wonderful idea, that he can have his cake and eat it and bring this sort of classy, independent, vivacious woman home to his very stuffy, posh British country home, full of his posh, stuffy British family, and thinks that everyone will love each other and get along. And it's not necessarily the case. There may be a bit of a war on.
And it must have been so tough for you, you know, acting with Jessica Biel.
It was miserable. Oh. I hate my life. I hate my job. You couldn't pay me enough to do it again.
It's so funny, actually, because we're just walking into the hotel today, and there's this massive group of girls outside who are all obviously hating Jessica because they're all here for Justin.
Oh, it's, bless.
A few of them might be here for yourself.
I don't think he's here, though.
Oh, poor girls.
So,
in which case, they're here for you.
Well, possibly. I don't know. I got here very early, so earlier to see me.
How are you coping with becoming this new Hollywood heartthrob?
I don't know. I find all those descriptions very uncomfortable. I don't know. I just sort of look at my shoes, as proven by what I'm doing now. I look at my shoes if they sort of come up. I don't know. I'm very happy to have the title of actor. That'll do me fine. But anything else, it's sort of feels a little bit foreign. I forget as well that people know who I am. I sort of walk down the street. I'm like, why are they staring at me? You know, I say to my friends, because you're in films, like they know you are. And you know, you come up of a hotel and there's people sort of waiting with pictures of you. And I was like, how did you know I was here? I didn't know I was going to be here.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
And you never get used to the kind of whole red carpet press junket scenario. It's always a little bit overwhelming and everything. But I don't mean to sound, you know, entirely pathetic. And don't get me wrong. And there's parts of it which I love, and I love the opportunities it gives me, and I love making these films and working with these people and doing all the stuff that I get to do. So,
do you ever get starstruck?
Yeah, all the time. But it wears off very quickly. Like, I was starstruck the first time I met Colin Firth.
Yeah,
you know, because he's, you know, one of our sort of British.
Well, I was going to say
classics,
actually.
but now I have absolutely no respect for him whatsoever.
Did he give you any tips at all? Because obviously he's sort of been there and done that.
Desperately wanted him to. He took on the role of mentor. He officially wore the badge and everything. And then I call him up and I say, oh no, Colin, they've written this about me, or, you know, I don't know what to do about this job. And he goes, well, get used to it, mate. That's what happens.
Oh, useless.
And then hangs up. I mean, absolutely useless.
Let's talk a bit about the soundtrack to this.
If you talk
well
to him,
tell him he's useless.
Ask him why he's such a useless mentor.
Okay, I'll do that and I'll report back to you.
Thank you.
I think we'll catch up in a few weeks. Let's talk about this soundtrack because it's actually got such a clever twist on it. Because they're modern day songs that have been put sort of a 20s twist on them.
Some of them are. I mean, obviously you start with the basses in a Noel Coward play. You start with the Noel Coward songs, and then you move into the Cole Porter and you push it forwards a little bit into the 30s and to make it sound contemporary. And then what we did is to sort of mess with it a bit, because the mischievous director, you know, he's just naughty. And we had the great composer from Moulin Rouge, Marion de Vries. So Marius de Vries, sorry. And so we took some contemporary songs like Sex Bomb and Car Wash and stuff like that, and turn them into sort of 20s big band jazz. And then we've got some of the cast singing them. You know, Jessica's got a cracking voice, and I sing a few of the songs, and Colin talks very loudly over some music near the end. And that's sort of how it came about, and it had this lovely sort of organic communal feel to it. But I love it. It's a big character in the film. It really helps the film kind of sizzle along at a fast pace and makes it into something that isn't sort of stuffy it doesn't feel like a period film.
No, it doesn't at all. In fact, that's actually something that I wanted to pick up on, that it's very much still of the ilk of something like Four Weddings and a Funeral or Notting Hill, you know, and you've got your key component, you've got the American lead woman, and then you know, your British guy.
Yeah,
it's the humour in this. It's so witty.
It is very witty, and what he's very cleverly done is keep sort of 20 or 25 of the best Noel Coward lines, and then written a script around it that sounds a bit like Noel Coward. Do you see what I mean? So it really is a kind of inspired by almost. And I think that's what helps it kind of feel fresh. And he wouldn't let us do that sort of Noel Coward accent that you really feel like you really must do if you're doing Noel Coward. And there was no cigarette holders in it. You know, it was, we tried to keep it kind of feeling real.
Well, apparently you had to play yourself, so...
According to the director, probably, yes. Yes, he was very keen to bring out some of my vulnerabilities on screen, but the less said about that, the better.
Well, listen, thank you for being yourself with us today on
my
Magic.
My pleasure, thank you very much.
We'll see you again soon.
Cheers.